This one is a tough one, isn't it? There's a lot going on in this passage. It all sounds so confusing, doesn't it? I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. What does all that mean? You know what it means? You do? Oh, good. Somebody knows what it means. Are you as confused as everyone else? Even the disciples are confused. The people who have walked around with Jesus all that time, totally confused. Jesus says, if you had known me, you would have known the Father also. At this very time, you do know him, and you have seen him. Wait, what? Where is he? Did I miss it? Did God walk by somewhere and I didn't see him? Show us the Father and that will be enough. Just a glimpse and we'll believe. And then Jesus says it. If you have seen me, you have seen the Father. This is very confusing. Aren't you a little puzzled by these words? I mean, you know it sounds like Bible, but like when you kind of like really read it and think about it, don't you kind of go, yeah, that is a little confusing. My youngest daughter, when she gets confused about things, she goes into investigative mode. I don't know what profession she's going to have. Maybe she'll be a lawyer. She thinks she's going to be a lawyer someday. But she goes into investigative mode, and she says, Dad, I have a lot of questions. And she begins to ask pretty formal questions. This subject of the divinity of Christ is a struggle. The theme this morning. It's a subject that many Christians have plenty of questions about, but they don't really search and dig deep and try to find the answer to these questions. So I'm going to try an attempt to maybe present it in a way that is helpful, I hope. Better understand what Jesus is trying to teach his disciples. Most people believe in a creator, right? You just, it's not a big stretch. You look at the world around you and you just kind of say with great confidence, yes, something created this, somebody, I don't know. There's an intention here, right? It's like when you go to a desert island and you see a sandcastle, you're like, yeah, somebody made it, right? So the idea of the creation of all things is not a huge stretch for the overwhelming majority of human beings. But if that's as far as you go, if you just say, yeah, I believe there's a God, you know, if that's all you do, then this is kind of a belief that's called deism. You know, it's a belief where this is very fashionable among the 18th and 19th century. Our founding fathers were deists. A lot of them were deists. Jefferson, Franklin, those guys. It's a belief in the kind of grand clockmaker. Right? You have the God that creates all things, and then that's kind of it. And I would say that many churchgoers today fall into this category of deism. They call themselves Christians and they kind of, you know, think of themselves that way. But deep down inside, they operate like deists. Yeah, God created everything. There may be something yet future, I don't know. But as for right now, God is an absentee God. I don't really see God at work today. He's up there doing something, but he's too busy to interact. with human beings. You see what I mean by the great clockmaker? Creates the universe, and then he's on vacation, right? See you later. It's all up to you now. Good luck. I'm a God that cannot be bothered with your problems, with the small stuff. If this were true, that would radically affect our prayer life, wouldn't it? This is why Jesus, later in the exchange, and there's a long exchange, a lot of red letters in this section of John. Later in the exchange, Jesus says, ask and you shall receive. Knock and the door shall be opened. He ends the passage with prayer. He knows God walking among us is unique connection to us blows away the idea of a distant God that can't be bothered with our situation in life. It's the opposite. God with us. God engaging in our everyday situation. This is the cornerstone of the Christian faith. Without it, we're not talking about Christianity anymore. The big challenge among Jesus' followers was the question of whether or not Jesus was really divine. Are you really divine? Was he really God in the flesh? When we look at Christ, do we, as he said, really see God? Can the Father be known through the Son? This is the struggle for the disciples. Who knows? The people in the Hebrew tradition really struggle with this. They're like, this can't be. Even Jesus' own disciples struggled with this doctrine, as they said in the passage. And I would actually look at it, I don't know, from the opposite point of view. I would ask the question in reverse. I think it's more helpful. Instead of picking apart Jesus and asking, is Jesus truly divine? I would ask, can God show up in the life of the humans he created? Can God show up in the life of the humans he created? Well, can he? And if he can, what does that actually look like? Does God really walk with us? Does God really care? Is he a part of our lives and our experience? Show me, don't tell me. Let me see it. This is why one of the most famous verses in the Bible is written so carefully, and I love this. This is one of my 10 childhood memory verses, and probably one of your memory verses too. It comes from Romans 5:8. It says, God demonstrates his love for us in this, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. I love that. God demonstrates his love for us in this. Show me, don't tell me. When we were in need of redemption, when we were in need of a Savior, God showed up. us to our own devices to figure it out. God is not on vacation. God is with us in the struggle. And the picture of God that we have in Jesus Christ is a perfect example of that. This is an essential confession and affirmation for all Christians. Without understanding this, the experience of Christianity is something other than Christian. Jesus is saying, if you don't see God in me, you don't really know God. You don't really know God's character. You might have your own concept of God that you made up in your head, but it ain't the God of Holy Scripture. It ain't the God who revealed himself through the words of Jesus Christ. It's amazing to me how functional the Christian faith, the faith in Jesus Christ, really is. It's hard to describe. I would say a little uncomfortable at times to describe. Believe me, as a pastor, I'm very aware and experienced in that. It is hard to say a lot of the things out loud, like one God, three persons, died on the cross for your sins, the face of grace and unconditional love. Some of the things that we say as Christians doctrinally, it's tough. All of these claims are hard to get your head around. They're hard to describe. But in practice, wow, the Christian faith is so helpful. The relationship we have with each other, the inclusiveness and the fellowship of all people, practically, Christianity, it works really well. Being a follower of Christ is exciting and powerful. Very attractive. Throughout history, tribal friction was the norm. Us against them. Don't mess with our stuff. Don't mess with our people. This is how wars and all sorts of conflicts are started throughout history. Jesus turns this on its head. And he says, in my Father's house, there are many mansions. Everyone has a place to live in my way. Jesus is saying, everyone is included in my fellowship. And then Jesus says something that I have trouble with. And I'm sure the disciples didn't digest very well. He says this, it just kind of throws me. I don't know, maybe I feel pressured, I don't know. Jesus says, you will do greater things than I. Do you even believe that? You heard it, but do you believe that we can do greater things? You will do greater things than I. What? That's impossible. You not only believe that, but you see it. You have evidence of it, you 21st century creatures. What does the evidence demonstrate to you? When you examine the past 2 millennia, what do you see? When you see the members of the body of Christ with the Word of God in their mouth and the Holy Spirit in their heart, what do you see them doing? I'll leave you with these words from today's lessons, and I paraphrased them a little bit. Sorry, but I felt like it flowed better. If you know me, you can't help but know the God of the Bible. If you have seen my life, you have seen evidence of God at work in this world. This is the claim that Jesus made. And this should be the claim that any Christian should be able to